he actually worked hard and were very, very agreeable, very nice.
How about, I got two more. How about Scandinavians? Anybody from Scandinavia?
Well, I've known a lot of people from Scandinavia.
Do you ever hear any kind of a term referring to that area?
Swedes, yeah, Swedes. But you don't think, you don't hear very much of Norwegians and the
Finland.
The Finlands. And but we're not near enough to them. We didn't have enough of them here.
There wasn't enough of them.
We had Swedish people. There was one Swedish man that had a great field, a large field of bell peppers. And a lot of people call him the Swedish pepper man, but it was not a derogative.
No, I'm not, again, it doesn't have to be derogatory.
But we just call them Swedes or Norwegians or
whatever the short.
Dane.
Yeah, just what the people refer to. A lot of times, you know, it doesn't mean that it's bad or good.
We have had close friends from Denmark, Sweden, Germany, and all over in there. And when you think about it, all the people you know are descendants from those states, those countries. And you find them to be charming people if they have been raised to be.
How about Canadians? Anybody ever heard anything referred to them about?
Oh, we've heard them called Canucks and different things, but that was usually from the French section that revolted against English ways. Yeah. But
do you think of Canuck as a bad name?
No, it was just the way a Canuck was also used for Alaskans sometimes. But it was just like they said, wops or anything like that. It was just a word to shorten it, the description of where they came from.
Who, now, if someone down here were to refer to, you were talking about the guy that ran the zoo, I think you called him a Dutchman.
Yeah.
Well, now, what nationality was he? Was he Dutch?
Either Dutch or German.
Okay, but was it common, like, could you refer to him as a German as a Dutchman?
According to where he's raised.
I tell you, I think that maybe they did consider that as one nationality almost in the earlier days because
for everybody.
Yeah, or the Dutchmen were Germans and Holland and Belgium.
Right, that's one reason I asked you that because I remember you saying it and I couldn't remember whether that was one specific country or.
I think that they were considered a good bit that way. And I know.
It's almost like the states here in America, but they're so close together over there and some of them so small. Until the families intermarry and
intermingle. Well, not only that, it was the German people that came into that country.
And it's their Dutch royalty that married the Germans.
And they made them.
They
had a great many of the same characteristics and the same habits, only accentuated according to whether they were near the water and had to battle that, or whether they were up in the hills and the mountains, or on the Rhine River, or wherever they were. Centralized them and cataloged them as being what they were.
Okay. What are the two main political parties?
Democratic, Republican.
And around here, I guess everybody was all mainly
one. Well, then what?
Democratic.
Well, we were, but now I think we're mostly Republican. We've got so many northern people in here that came in and were Republican, and we've got some others that changed over.
Florida's more Republican than it is Democrat.
We were, we just took it for granted we were Democrats. But
well, we were.
Many of us changed over to Republican.
According to the when person put up, why you can go to either.
You can go to either, but you can.
Universal now.
I still think the Democratic is.
We were.
Is
more for the working day.
More for the working people and the common people. The Republican is more for the wealthy and the ones that will bring wealth in.